2-year letters now, beginning with this correction. In our story yesterday about Rajar, a border village divided into Israeli and Lebanese sectors, we incorrectly said that Israel had been attacked by Syria and other Arab states in the 1967 war. In fact, Israel attacked first. That was after the Egyptian president expelled United Nations troops from the Sinai and closed the Straits of Tiran to Israeli shipping.
A number of you dashed off emails after hearing our conversation with Brett Cooper of Smart Motors Toyota in Madison, Wisconsin. We heard how auto dealers kill clunkers, which are traded in under the government's cash for clunker system. Cooper gave us a demonstration. He killed an engine by pouring in a chemical that some call liquid glass and then turning on the car.
That didn't last very long.
Less than 10 seconds
on that one.
That was a sudden death.
That was a sudden death.
I'm appalled, writes David Winkler of Nashville, Tennessee. The requirement to kill a traded-in vehicle is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. He continues, many people, including myself, can barely afford to buy an automobile and would be thankful to have even the most humble used vehicle.
And Pauline Hamthorne of Raleigh, North Carolina, was thinking a step further down the line. All we got to hear was an engine being disabled, she writes. Ms. Hamthorne wants to know, what happens to the cars after they have been given up? If any parts are recycled, new tires that might be on them, working oil pumps, etc. And what happens to the non-metal parts?
Well, we've called David Roomer, the president of the scrap processing company Bear Peoria, to help us out. He will get the clunkers from that dealer we spoke with in Madison. And Mr. Roomer, before the clunker comes to you, it first goes to a salvage yard to be stripped down. What do they take from the car first?
Well, in the case of these clunkers, they can remove parts from the car like radiators, starter motors, tires if they're good, wheels. My understanding is, though, that they cannot remove any of the drivetrain.
Okay, and those parts that they do take, they can then resell, right?
That is correct, yes.
And then the car comes to you. What kind of shape is it in?
Well, in most cases, the car will be put into an automobile flattener, which flattens the car to a point where it's about 2 feet tall. And then those cars are stacked on a trailer, and they're brought in on a trailer.
And what do you do when you get them?
What we do is we shred these cars into very small pieces.
How small?
Our automobile shredder can take an entire automobile, and in the course of about 20 seconds, shred it into fist-sized pieces of metal and the garbage, the wood, the plastic, foam rubber, the paper, cardboard that may be in the car.
And what happens to all that stuff?
Well, the iron and steel is in a form that it can go directly to a steel mill and be charged into the furnace and made into new iron and steel. The non-ferrous metals that come out of the car, which are from the radiator, the maybe aluminum suspension parts, that comes out in sort of a cake mix that includes some of the dirt and rubber, and that material actually goes to another plant that we have. That system uses some very high-tech equipment to separate the garbage out of the metal and separate some of the metals from each other. That material then is sent usually to a country like China, where they actually pick the various metals out by hand.
By hand?
By hand. And then they go to a brass mill or an aluminum smelter, and they're made into recycled new material.
And what about the last pile?
The last pile is the plastic, wood, dirt that's in the vehicles that at the present time doesn't pay to recycle them. They go to a landfill.
Uh-huh. So that's just garbage.
Right.
How many pieces come out of the shredder?
Hundreds and hundreds of them. The material, when we're done with it, if you put it in a box one by one by one, would weigh about 100 pounds.
Wow, all that from maybe a 2-ton car.
Yes.
Mr. Roomer, thanks so much.
Okay.
David Roomer, president of Bear Peoria, the scrap processing company in Peoria, Illinois.
If you have a question about something you hear on our air, send us a note. Go to the newly redesigned NPR.org and click on Contact Us. It's now at the bottom of the page. This is NPR, National Public Radio.